Hey y'all, it's Poetic Shell. Welcome to Resonance, my spoken word sanctuary. Thank you for being in the present moment with me. I hope my art resonates with you, encourages you to vibrate higher, and be truthful in your thoughts, speech, and actions. Let's get into it. I can't take you where I'm going. I can't take you where I'm going. I gotta keep my baggage light, and I'm scared to take flight. You like me grounded, anyway. Staying close, where you think you can see me, but you can't. I am light, love, support, understanding, grace. But you wanna make me heavy, slow down my pace. Put your fear of confrontation and uncomfortable conversations ahead of your love for me. Filled with conditions, and dependent on my availability. What happens if I don't come when you call? If I put my needs before yours, you will fall back instead of leaning in, checking on me, telling me I missed, you know, being a friend. I can't take you where I'm going. You treat boundaries like finish lines you can't wait to cross. Treat friendship like a coin toss, and ever since you showed your tail, I can't unsee it. You say you didn't mean it, but I think it's who you are. Too busy being the hero in your own story to recognize your flaws, and people always leave, so it must be them, right? You said sisters are supposed to fight, but it's all you know. You can't be soft. What's the cost of centering yourself? Of leaning into anger instead of naming the uncomfy feelings underneath? I can't take you where I'm going. You said it's no beef, but you keep your feelings tucked away from me, and when I'm out of earshot, you'll express them to anyone who will listen. So I guess it's none of my business. I caught a whiff of insecurity, and it's why you can't be proud of me. Where I'm headed, how I'm glowing. Let's just blame it on the pains of growing. I can't take you where I'm going. Consciously drift. Like peninsulas ripped away from land, there's an elephant buried in the sand, but you know it. And I know it. Unspoken, but there's a blurring sound in the silence. The air is thicker, and the space between us is sprinkled with eggshells. I am growing towards the moon, sitting in stillness, grounded in gratitude, mellowing out, removing myself from external disagreements and leaning into the conflicts in my mind. While you grow towards the sun, erupt. In misplaced anger, ostracized, you say, your journey doesn't look like mine. Or maybe you don't see it. Too close to the evolution to recognize the shift. Our energies used to pull us in, but you are anchored down, and I consciously drift. Victoria. She'll throw grenades and expect everyone else to pay for the damages. Wear a mask like bandages over scars that will never heal. Her mother taught her that rage is strength, so she'll throw things and call me out my name, but the pain she inflicts never equates to the ache she feels inside. She'd rather pretend that she hates me than admit that she's angry at the short end of sticks that her parents gave her. We thought we were growing up together, but we were really growing apart. 13-year-old secrets broke her heart. I honestly forgot that only half our blood bled the same, and I couldn't see what was boiling inside her. For a few years, we were on the same page. She thought December 7th was the best day, so she had it engraved. But soon enough, that familiar distance crept back in. I began to question if water is thicker. While she thought we were still best friends, I held it in. I avoided her presence like dark alleys, because I didn't know what I would find. I thought the sun was about to set, but suddenly it would rise with the heat that made it impossible to breathe, and in a moment return to the dead of night. The inconsistency made me forget how we ever coexisted, and we are two different people now. We have the same middle name, but not the last. Our paths were always leading us away. Thank you for listening. If my art resonated with you, let me know. Connect with me on YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram at poetic_shell. You can also visit poeticshell.com to read my blog, Satya, updated monthly. Catch y'all in the next moment.